Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 87, Being Led by the Holy Spirit. Walking by the Spirit is yielding, not striving. When I think about walking by the Spirit, the first thing that comes to mind is how different it feels from the way I used to approach the Christian life. For years, I tried to live for God through effort, discipline, and determination. I thought maturity meant trying harder. I thought holiness meant tightening up my behavior. But the more I walked with Jesus, the more I realized that striving never produced the life I longed for. What changed everything was learning to yield. Spirit-led living is not powered by self-effort. It is shaped by relational dependence. It is a life where I lean into the Spirit instead of trying to impress God with my performance. Paul writes, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Galatians 5:16, that verse used to intimidate me. I thought walking by the Spirit meant maintaining some kind of spiritual intensity. But over time, I discovered that walking by the Spirit is not about pushing myself. It is about trusting the one who lives within me. When I yield to Him, He produces what I could never manufacture. I have seen this in moments where I felt tempted, frustrated, or overwhelmed. Instead of trying to fix myself, I paused and asked the Spirit to lead me, and He did, not through pressure, but through quiet strength. Paul also says, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." Galatians 5:25. Keeping in step is a relational picture. It reminds me of walking with someone I care about. You match their pace. You listen. You stay close. That is what the Spirit invites us into. He does not bark orders from a distance. He walks with us. He guides us through nudges, reminders, and gentle corrections. I have felt this most clearly when I slow down enough to pay attention. The Spirit is always present. The question is whether I am willing to yield. Romans 8:1 through 4 has become one of the most freeing passages in my life. It tells us there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and that the Spirit sets us free from the law of sin and death. I used to live as if God was disappointed with me, but the Spirit continually witnesses to my heart that I am accepted, forgiven, and loved. Yielding to Him means letting His truth override my old fears. It means letting grace shape my steps instead of guilt. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. I have learned that the Christian life is not about trying to produce fruit. It is about staying connected to the one who does. Walking by the Spirit is not a technique. It is a relationship. It is choosing trust over effort, dependence over performance, and surrender over striving. And every time I yield, I find that the Spirit meets me with exactly what I need. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.